This week, the AI hierarchy visibly reordered. Anthropic closed $65 billion at $965 billion, eclipsing OpenAI as the most valuable private AI company on Earth. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron joined the cap table. Opus 4.8 shipped the same day, and run rate revenue hit $47 billion, growing $5 billion a month. Coronation Week. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of May 29th, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, this was the cleanest split-screen week of the year. On one side, Anthropic priced like a sovereign. On the other, Microsoft canceled Claude code licenses. Uber's COO publicly questioned AI ROI. And the Pope wrote an encyclical. Let's get into it.
Story of the week. Aaron, the Anthropic round. The numbers are something else.
Thursday, May 28. $65 billion Series H had a $965 billion post-money valuation. The largest single AI round ever, the largest Series H in private markets history, and the moment Anthropic formally overtook OpenAI's $852 billion mark from March. Co-led by Altimeter, Dragoneer, GreenOaks, and Sequoia, with Capital Group, Coatue, GIC, Iconic, and XN on the rail. Hyperscalers contributed $15 billion. And here's the unusual bit. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron, the three companies that control roughly 95% of global DRAM, all took strategic equity stakes.
That last part is the tell.
It's a wink at the HBM scarcity story. Anthropic is locking in priority memory access at the exact moment HBM has become the binding constraint on AI scale. We'll come back to that. Underneath the valuation, $47 billion in run rate revenue as of early May, up from $30 billion in early April. That's $5 billion a month of new run rate. CFO Krishna Rao confirmed the round fund's historic demand. Anthropic has now committed to 5 gigawatts of Amazon capacity, 5 gigawatts of next-generation Google Broadcom TPU capacity, plus the SpaceX Colossus 1 and 2 access we covered 2 weeks ago. That's the $45 billion total, $1.25 billion a month deal. Bloomberg and TechCrunch both say this is widely expected to be Anthropic's final private round before an October IPO.
And the same day, Opus 4.8.
Third minor version bump on Opus 4. Anthropic has never done a 4-5-6-7-8 cadence on a major version before. The gains over 4.7 are measured but meaningful. Agentic coding moved from 64.3 to 69.2%. Knowledge work from 1753 to 1890. Computer use to 84% on online mind to web. The headline qualitative claim, Opus 4.8 is roughly 4 times less likely to let a code flaw pass unremarked than its predecessor. Pricing unchanged at $5 and $25 per million. Fast mode 3 times cheaper. Plus dynamic workflows in Claude code with hundreds of parallel subagents, user-selectable thinking effort on Claude AI and Cowork, and an update that Mythos preview public release is anticipated within weeks.
So what's the synthesis?
3 things converge. First, the hierarchy reordered. For 2 years, OpenAI was the leader. Anthropic now leads on valuation, run rate revenue, growth velocity, and arguably enterprise distribution. Second, the memory companies taking equity is not a courtesy. Anthropic is buying priority access to the one input that's about to throttle the entire industry. Third, the Opus 4.8 cadence and the Mythos public release teaser tell you Anthropic believes there's more room left in this generation than competitors expect.
Your editorial take.
Bennett, this is what real product market fit looks like. Enterprise revenue doubling quarterly, infrastructure suppliers buying equity, hyperscalers signing gigawatt-scale capacity through 2029. But sit with the other read, too. $965 billion for a company that's been running negative inference margins is either the best venture bet in history or the high-water mark of the cycle. And notice the geopolitics. The U.S. capital stack is funding a Western frontier lab while China just locked down its top researchers so they can't defect. We'll come back to that one.
Let's get into the week in AI. Theme 1. The compute bill came due. Three stories landed together: Microsoft, Uber, and DeepSeek.
May 22nd, Microsoft confirmed it's canceling most internal Claude Code licenses across its Experiences and Devices division: Windows, Microsoft 365, Teams, Outlook, Surface, by June 30th, pushing thousands of internal developers to GitHub Copilot CLI instead. Anthropic only got into Microsoft in December. Microsoft developers had largely preferred Claude Code over Copilot. Two motives colliding. Microsoft can't dog food Anthropic forever while selling Copilot as the default, and per engineer Claude Code costs of $500 to $2,000 a month were running ahead of budget.
And Uber.
May 25th, Uber's COO Andrew McDonald told Business Insider it's, quote, very hard to draw a line between Uber's token consumption and 25% more useful features shipped. CTO Praveen Nepali Naga separately revealed Uber burned its entire 2026 Claude Code budget in 4 months. Adoption inside Uber went from 32% to 84% in 3 months. They built an internal token maxing leaderboard that turned consumption into a KPI. Predictable results. McDonald's line, that trade becomes harder to justify.
And then DeepSeek lit the match.
Same week, DeepSeek confirmed its 75% V4 Pro price cut is now permanent. Pricing sits at 43.5 cents in, 87 cents out per million tokens, roughly 30 to 35 times cheaper than Opus 4.8 or GPT 5.5 on output. For comparison, Gemini 3.5 Flash is still twice DeepSeek's price, even at Google's cost-optimized tier.
Read the three together.
This is the first time a Fortune 50 operator and the most influential dog fooder on Earth have publicly conceded the same thing in the same week. At agentic burn rates, AI is more expensive than the developers it was supposed to augment. DeepSeek picking that exact moment to make a 30 times cheaper alternative permanent is not subtle. Bennett, the strategic angle here matters. Chinese state-backed labs absolutely understand they are undercutting Western inference economics on purpose. Every Western developer who routes work through Hangzhou is donating training signal to a rival nation.
And yet, that 30-time spread will pull cost-sensitive workloads east unless the Western labs find a way to bend their own curve. The political economy of inference just got real. Theme 1 continues. The memory crisis.
Epoch AI's component cost breakdown went viral on Hacker News this week. 444 points. High bandwidth memory now accounts for 63% of the bill of materials on frontier AI accelerators, up from 52% in early 2024. Total annual HBM spend jumped from $12 billion in 2024 to $32 billion in 2025. The three DRAM majors, Samsung, SK Hynix, Micron, have systematically reallocated production toward HBM because revenue per wafer is 3 to 5 times higher. HBM now consumes over 20% of global DRAM wafer output and is projected to grow another 70% this year.
And the downstream pain.
Q2 2026 DRAM contract prices rose 58 to 63% sequentially. NAND surged 70 to 75%. The average smartphone now costs $523, up 14% year over year. Samsung memory workers received an average $340,000 bonus this year. Samsung's memory chief warned shortages will persist into 2027 and beyond. AMD's Lisa Su called HBM, quote, the next cap on AI chip supply. And of course, those same three memory companies just took equity in Anthropic's Series H.
Your editorial.
The popular framing is NVIDIA sells GPUs. The reality is SK Hynix sells memory through NVIDIA. There's a path to 3 times hardware cost reduction without any new technology, just by letting HBM supply catch demand. But that's 2 to 3 years away, and meanwhile, gamers, phone buyers, and PC hobbyists are being priced out by hyperscaler procurement. South Korea is quietly the biggest non-US winner of the AI boom. Samsung memory engineers are pocketing $340,000 bonuses, while American tech workers get laid off citing AI optimization. That's where the surplus is going.
Theme 2. AI crosses into real work and real vulnerabilities. Project Glasswing's first numbers.
Anthropic published its first hard data from Glasswing on May 22nd. That's the program giving select critical infrastructure partners early access to Claude Mythos Preview. In roughly 1 month, 10,000 plus high or critical severity vulnerabilities discovered. 6,200 in over 1,000 open source projects. 23,000 total findings across all severity levels. Of 1,752 triaged by six independent security firms, 90.6% were valid. Cloudflare alone found 2,000 issues, 400 critical, with false positive rates better than human red teams. Mozilla logged 271 Firefox vulnerabilities, 10 times what Claude Opus 4.6 had previously found.
And the headline findings.
Genuinely alarming. CVE-2026-4747, a 17-year-old remote code execution flaw in FreeBSD's NFS implementation that Mythos found and exploited autonomously. Root on any affected machine. CVE-2026-5194, a Wolf SSL certificate forgery bug affecting billions of devices. In one banking deployment, Mythos detected and prevented a fraudulent $1.5 million wire transfer. Apple separately credited Anthropic in CVE-2026-28952, a kernel integer overflow in macOS Tahoe found via Mythos and chained to root in 5 days. The patching backlog. Only 75 of 530 disclosed critical bugs have been fixed. The bottleneck is no longer finding bugs. It's human triage.
Strongest case yet for aggressive Western frontier AI development. You cannot defend against AI-discovered zero-days without AI defenders. And Anthropic is doing the rate-limited, responsible disclosure work that the U.S. government just walked away from when Trump killed his AI executive order. We'll come back to that, too. Quick one, but a big one. OpenAI's reasoning model autonomously disproved an 80-year-old Erdős conjecture.
We covered the early reporting last week. The full peer-validated version landed this week, May 20th. One of OpenAI's general-purpose reasoning models, not alpha-proof, not a math specialist, autonomously disproved Paul Erdős's planar unit distance conjecture, posed in 1946. Produced an entire infinite family of counterexamples using class field towers and the Golod-Shaferovich criterion. Deep algebraic number theory it had to assemble itself. Princeton's Will Sawin refined to an explicit improvement exponent of 0.014. The proof is 125 pages. Tim Gowers wrote the companion paper and said he would have accepted it for the annals of mathematics without hesitation. The same Bloom, Wood, and Alon, who publicly mocked OpenAI in October when a VP overclaimed, are now on the record endorsing this. TechCrunch literally headlined it, for real this time.
First time a general-purpose AI cracked a famous open problem experts hadn't already solved. When AI is doing original mathematics, the AI as scientific collaborator thesis stops being a slide deck. And the timing, right as OpenAI's S1 sits with the SEC, is not coincidence. Theme 3. The cultural backlash hardened. Three signals.
After Google publicly insisted users love AI mode in search, DuckDuckGo's AI-free search page, noai.duckduckgo.com, saw visits jump an average of 22.7% week-on-week between May 20th and 25th, peaked at plus 27.7% on the 24th. DuckDuckGo's U.S. mobile app installs spiked 18%. Independent engine marginalia underscore new reported queries up roughly 10 times in a single week.
And YouTube.
YouTube announced May 27th that it will now automatically detect and label AI-generated photorealistic videos, even when creators don't disclose. Labels below the player on long form, overlays on shorts. Content from VO, DreamScreen, or C2PA tagged assets gets permanent labels. Critically, YouTube confirmed labels do not reduce monetization or distribution. There's no penalty, just provenance.
And the Hacker News topper.
Number one post of the week. 1,971 points. 939 comments. A blog post titled, "I'm Tired of Talking to AI" by Orchid Files. Recounting people responding to genuine questions with ChatGPT screenshots. A business owner forwarding two wrong AI answers in response to a real engineering question. AI-mediated denials on Slack. Photorealistic AI old man giving life advice videos being shared as real. The comment thread is the loudest cultural temperature reading of the year.
Read together.
Google has 90%+ of search. A 28% DuckDuckGo bump is a rounding error globally. But it's the first measurable consumer revolt against generative search, and it happened within days of Google's own PR push. When a 90% share monopolist has to insist users love something, that's the tell. And when monopolists force a feature down users' throats, even tiny competitive alternatives become a release valve. That's why a free market matters.
Last theme: geopolitics, governance, and the soul of AI. Three threads.
May 26th. Bloomberg reported China is now requiring government approval before AI researchers, founders, and executives at private firms, Alibaba, DeepSeek, agent startup Manus, can travel internationally. Restrictions previously applied only to state-affiliated researchers and nuclear scientists. Extending to private companies is a major policy shift. Beijing is treating its top private AI talent as a strategic national asset.
And the Trump reversal.
May 21st. Trump abruptly killed a voluntary AI safety executive order hours before the signing ceremony, after late-night calls from Musk, Zuckerberg, and former AI czar David Sachs. The draft would have set up a voluntary 90-day pre-deployment review for frontier models. Trump's reasoning, quote, "We're leading China, we're leading everybody, and I didn't want to do anything to get in the way of that lead." Sachs specifically argued voluntary review would become de facto licensing under a future administration. The U.S. now has no federal frontier AI safety review of any kind. We went from drafting a mandatory vetting EO 3 weeks ago to killing even the voluntary version this week.
And then Sunday at the Vatican.
Pope Leo XIV published Magnifica Humanitas, the first papal encyclical ever dedicated to AI. Signed May 15th, exactly 135 years after Leo XIII's Rerum Novarum. The document explicitly condemns autonomous weapons, calls just war doctrine outdated when humans don't control lethal decisions, and warns of AI deepening inequality. Anthropic Interpretability co-founder Chris Ola spoke at the Vatican presentation, called AI labs informed critics of themselves, raised three open questions: how to share AI's gains with poorer countries, what flourishing looks like in an AI-saturated world, and what to make of internal model structures that mirror human neuroscience and look functionally like emotions.
Your read.
Three governance signals, three different directions. China is treating AI as a strategic state asset and is paranoid about defections. The Soviet rocket scientist playbook. And historically, that ends badly for the country imposing it. The U.S. just walked away from even voluntary federal oversight. And the Catholic Church, 1.4 billion members, is suddenly the most morally weighty actor in the field, standing next to an Anthropic co-founder. Notice who wasn't at the Vatican: OpenAI, Google, Meta, XAI, no Chinese lab. Anthropic just got an enormous moral imprimatur its rivals don't have. And meanwhile, EU regulators stack more rules onto their fragile AI ecosystem while the US keeps shipping.
Aaron, zoom out. The thread this week.
This is the cleanest split screen of the year. On one side, Anthropic priced at near trillion, 47 billion in run rate, signing equity deals with the world's three memory monopolies, shipping Opus 4.8 the same day, Mythos approaching public release, three of the big four standardized on Claude. AI doing original mathematics, finding 17-year-old root vulnerabilities in FreeBSD, Apple, Firefox. About to power Siri on 2 billion iPhones at WWDC in 10 days. On the other side, Microsoft yanking Claude code licenses, Uber's COO questioning ROI, DeepSeek making 30 times cheaper pricing permanent, DuckDuckGo's best week ever, Hacker News exhausted, the Pope writing a 42,000-word encyclical, and China locking down researchers like nuclear scientists.
The bull case and the reckoning, same news cycle.
The next two quarters will tell us which one was the signal and which one was the noise. But right now, both are real, both are accelerating, and Anthropic is somehow standing in the middle of both. The West is leading on real revenue, real capability, real talent, real capital. The only things that can give that lead away are regulating ourselves to death. Brussels, take note. Or letting the cost backlash overshoot.
Single line for the close.
It's funny how a $965 billion private valuation, a Vatican press conference, and a Mythos zero-day haul of 10,000 critical bugs are all the same story. The West's AI labs have moved past demo into load-bearing civilization infrastructure. The only people who haven't noticed are the European regulators.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.